In the popular sitcom of the 70s, All in the Family, Michael was trying to eat his lunch when his wife, Gloria, interrupted him and asked, "Michael, do you love me?" "Yep," he manages to say between bites. "Would you give up your life for me?" "After I finish this sandwich." Visibly exasperated, she tries to continue, "Well, Ma saw this movie on TV." "Relax, honey, I did it." "Well, Ma saw this movie on TV, and it took place in a desert, and the husband gives up his life so that his wife can live. So I was just wondering if you would do the same for me." "Sure, honey. If we're ever in a desert together, you got my life. Do we have any more pickles?" Not a very satisfying exchange for poor Gloria. But thinking about today's text, the one that Catherine read, I wonder if Jesus were satisfied regarding his conversation with the disciples. Because in that text, Jesus clearly spells out his fate. His time has come. He knows that he is going to die. He explains to them that he has to go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes. He knows he is going to be killed. But he doesn't leave it at that. He doesn't end the conversation by saying, "So think of me from time to time." He doesn't say, "Remember me when I am gone." No. He challenges them instead by asking a disturbing question. His question is, "What are you going to do after I'm gone? If," he says, "if you want to continue to be my disciples, you need to make a commitment to deny yourself and to willingly take up your own cross." A tall order. Heretofore, Jesus' followers had not actually needed to do that. They'd simply agreed to be his companions. Doing crowd control, they got used to that. Enjoying the miracles, watching to see what would happen next. Listening to Jesus' stories, not a bad life. Think of it. But now those days are fast coming to an end, because physically Jesus is not going to be around that much longer. He won't be there. He won't be there to give them guidance. He won't be there to protect them. So they need to decide now, whether or not they are willing to risk putting their lives on the line. Well, this reminds me of a story about a chicken and a pig. One day, the two of them were walking along and looking for something to do, when all of a sudden they came upon a sign at a church, and that sign read, "Tomorrow, breakfast and bazaar. Help wanted." "Great," said the chicken. "We can do that. I'll supply the eggs, and you supply the bacon." No, squealed the pig. "Your eggs would be a contribution. My bacon would be a sacrifice." Then the pig adds, "There is a difference, you know. In the text, Jesus wants to understand that there is a difference. There is a difference between making a contribution and making a sacrifice. Jesus is preparing to make the ultimate sacrifice, and so he is asking how ready the disciples are to follow suit. Not to make a simple contribution, but a sacrifice. Are they ready to make the ultimate sacrifice? Tomorrow, at the town's Memorial Day ceremony, we are going to pay tribute to those men and women who did say yes to the possibility of their making the ultimate sacrifice. And yes, those we honor did. They did make the ultimate sacrifice. So now, the question is, what do we do with this? When we know in our heart of hearts that simply passing remembrance is really not enough. It's not enough to say thanks. Thanks for the memory of your heroism. Jesus asked his disciples, "What are you going to do about my sacrifice?" And he asks the same question of us today. Well, now, as I look out at the faces of you in the congregation, some of you seem to be saying, "Okay, I grant you, this is a good sermon, but I don't think I would call it great." Am I right? Thought so. So let me share an incident that actually happened involving Abraham Lincoln. While Abraham Lincoln was president, he occasionally attended worship at the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church. And one time after the service, one of his aides asked him what he thought of the sermon. "Well," responded Lincoln, "I think that it was brilliantly conceived. It was biblical, relevant, and well presented." "So then, you thought it was great?" "No," he said. "The sermon failed. It failed because the pastor didn't ask us to do something great." This morning's sermon is great because I am asking you to do something great. And I'm telling myself to do the same. Do something great in response to the greatness of the sacrifices that have been made for you. It was Martin Luther King Jr. who said it so well. Everybody can be great. Everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love. Anyone can do it, anytime, anywhere. That's why I keep close at hand this plaque that I was given by Hannah, I think probably my first or second week here, with a picture of Mother Teresa and that famous quote of hers, "We cannot all do great things, but we can do small things with great love." That's what she's doing all the time in there. To put it simply, greatness comes from the act of surrendering, from that conscious choice that we make when we decide to give up so as to give to. And it results in us in a kind of freedom, a freedom from the self, and a freedom to do for the well-being of another. Bottom line, if you can breathe, you can serve. So Someone once said that the winds of greatness, the wind of the Holy Spirit, is always blowing. But it is for us to raise our sails. And so, let us do just that. We came this morning and we will go tomorrow to the ceremony to be reminded once again of the price that has been paid on our behalf. And so today, let us think of one thing of significance that we can do in response to the debt we owe. Maybe it will be for the well-being of the world. Maybe it will be for our country. Maybe it will be for this church. Maybe it will be for the person sitting next to you. But regardless, be that as it may, let us at least do something. Something. Because mere remembrance is not enough. Do something. Do something great today. Amen.